financial market uses model risk management and stress testing. So best backtesting. Backtesting means all interpreting the data of the past you used to evaluate performance of financial institution risk models. Backtesting considers shifts in market behavior and other trends for reducing the potential for underestimating risk in various market scenarios. So unsupervised learning is being used to detect the anomalous projection generated by the stress testing models. So these algorithms monitor internal and regulatory stress testing models to determine whether they are performing within the acceptable tolerance or drifting from the original. So stress testing, AIS can certainly help. They provide additional input to operational risk models such as vulnerability of organization to cyber attacks. Unsupervised learning is also used for stress testing by analyzing large amounts of data. Market impact analysis for market. So market impact analysis involves evaluating effect of firm's own trading on the market prices. Accurate estimation of the impact of these trades, especially of large trades or market prices, is the key to timing trades and minimizing trading execution cost. So for the most active systematic funds, almost 2/3 of the gain on trades are estimated to be lost to market impact costs. Since the effort of a firm own trading on market prices is hard to model, especially for less liquid, low volume securities where data on comparable past trades are scarce, AI tools may help by augmenting models already in use, introducing the machine learning approach to minimize trading impact on prices and liquidity for trading both in to and out of a large market positions, or using AI tool as a part of everyday trading. So it's a lot to do when it comes to portfolio strategies and trading. So machine learning is often used to identify groups of bonds that behave similar to each other. The tool group bonds into broad, intuitively similar buckets and then use cluster analysis, collect the most comparable product together in each basket. AI can also be used to help identify how the timing of trades can minimize market impact. Market impact models can be developed that describe how effect of trade depends on previous trade as a starting point. So AI and ML in regulatory compliance and supervisions. Artificial intelligence, machine learning techniques are being used by regulated institutions, regulator for regulatory compliance called RegTech, and by authorities for supervision, SupTech. So RegTech is often regarded as a subset of FinTech that focus on facilitating regulatory compliance for efficiently and effectively than existing capabilities. It's a part of FinTech. So SupTech is the use of these technologies by public sector regulators and supervisors. So within SupTech, the objective of artificial intelligence and machine learning application is to enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of supervision and surveillance. So these are some of the data points about RegTech application by financial institution for regulatory compliance. So RegTech efforts to the use of technology by regulatory financial entities to meet their regulatory requirement. The top five technologies being used in regulatory technology offering include this. RegTech, the application by financial institution for regulatory compliance, increase adoption of artificial intelligence and machine learning in RegTech has significantly expanded its use cases across banking, securities, insurance, and other financial services covering a wide variety of activities. RegTech can use machine learning and natural language processing for analyzing the unstructured data, monitoring the behavior communication of trades, such as emails, spoken word, instant messaging, documents, and metadata. NLP and machine learning tools can be used to interpret regulation into a common language, which could then be used to analyze and codify the rules of automation into the integrated risk and reporting system to help firms comply with regulations. RegTech application by FIs for regulatory compliance, how regulators, financial institutions are using it. So artificial intelligence tools used for KYC checks. Machine learning is increasingly using in remote KYC to perform, identify and background pre-checks in two ways. Evaluating whether images in identifying documents match one another through image recognition. Calculating the risk score on which firms determine which individual or application need to receive additional scrutiny. So they can do this, know your customer, and they can perform by these ways and able to rightly pinpoint where the lacuna or the fault is. Machine learning based risk scores are used in ongoing periodic checks based on public and other data sources, police registers of offenders and of social media. Risk score can be used to decide whether a full background check is required or not based on the KYC red flag. However, the accuracy of risk score is a concern area for some financial services firms. So, sample use cases of artificial intelligence and regulatory compliance. Anti-money laundering, combating the financial terrorism, the CFT compliance. These are use cases of artificial intelligence for regulatory compliance. Mapping and updating the regulatory obligations. Conduct risk management. Stress testing. COVID-19 relief. Identity verification. Micro-prudential and macro-prudential reporting. These are some of the sample cases of AI in regulatory compliance. So now let us get into micro-prudential and macro-prudential reporting. These are all we are discussing in financial sector. So micro-prudential policy adjusts capital based on individual institution risk, while macro-prudential policy adjusts overall level of capital based on the financial cycle and systematic relevance to guard against systematic risk buildup. So the focus of micro-prudential policy is the stability of individual financial institution, and the focus of macro-prudential policy is the stability of financial system as a. So micro-prudential policy adjusts capital based on individual institution risk, while macro-policy adjusts overall level of capital based on the financial cycle and the systematic relevance. The focus of macro-prudential policy is the stability of individual institution, and the focus of macro-prudential policy is the stability of financial system as a whole. Macro-prudential surveillance and data quality assurance. Macro-prudential surveillance involves monitoring of the systematic risk, the system risk, the risk in the system, and the resilience they have, identifying emerging risk in the financial system, and taking timely policy action to mitigate the materialism of such risk. Many financial stability board member country authorities are using artificial intelligence tools in data analysis, processing, validation, and plausibility. Basically for surveillance, for quality assurance. So artificial intelligence and machine learning method may help to improve macro-prudential surveillance by automating macro-prudential analysis and data quality assurance. A series of new reporting requirements across jurisdiction has led to a greater volume and frequency of reporting data, as well as greater resource requirement from financial institutions to complete reporting on time. So, macro-prudential surveillance and data quality assurance. Substantial errors, blank fields, other data quality issues are often prevalent in new data sets, require more data quality assurance check. So machine learning can help improve data quality, for example, by automatically identifying some differences, some anomalies. This may allow for both lower cost and higher quality reporting and more efficient and effective data processing and macro-prudential services data by authorities. So artificial intelligence and machine learning could help trade repositories, tackle data quality issues, increase value of trade repositories data to authorize and public. Application of ML tools may help these TRs improve data quality for over-the-counter derivatives or other types of transactions, some complex instruments which are being used by this sector. Specifically, appropriately trained machine learning algorithms could help identify data gaps, data inconsistencies, fat finger errors, as well as match likely pairs or transaction and or interpolate this missing data. What exactly is fan finger? Fan finger error is a keyboard input error or a mouse click error in the financial market or foreign exchange market, whereby an order to buy or sell is placed for a greater size than intended. It's a finger error for the wrong stock or the contract at the wrong price or with any number of other input errors. So macro prudential surveillance and data quality assurance. With improved data quality using artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms, supervisors can draw deeper insight from any type of data and make more informed data-driven decisions. Artificial intelligence can identify patterns that humans fail to spot and thereby enhance the quality of supervision. Supervision will be much better, which is not humanly possible. Can flag anomalies to supervisors in real time. Additionally, this SupTex application that leverage artificial intelligence can provide predictive analysis with potential to improve the quality of supervision. Despite its potential, artificial intelligence machine learning is not a silver bullet, and the effectiveness of a supervision, the SupTech, will always very much depend upon human judgment and organizational risk culture. SupTech used by central banks and prudential authorities, machine learning can be applied to systematic risk identification and risk propagation channels. NLP tools may help authorities to detect, measure, predict, and anticipate, among other things, market volatility, liquidity risk, financial stress, housing prices, and unemployment. These are uses by central guards and potential authorities because they are the supervisors. They get good amount of input and they will take the corrective action. The uses of machine learning combined with NLP can be used to identify patterns for further attention from these supervisors in large and complex data. So machine learning can be used with NLP to link trading database to other information or market of market participants, including, for example, the ability to integrate and compare trading activity information with behavioral data like communication and to compare normal trading scenarios with those having substantial deviation, triggering the need for further analysis. Now, these are very, very important when it comes to trading aspects from the supervisory point of view, from the regulatory point of view. Any anomalies, any deviations can be easily pinpointed by machine learning tools. So SupTech uses by central banks and prudential authorities, something more. Central banks can use artificial intelligence to assist with monetary policy assessments and economic forecasting, especially economic indicators like inflation and prices, because central authorities, they are more concerned about inflation, they are more concerned about basically growth, they are more concerned about interest rates. So these tools, artificial intelligence, machine learning, can help them to take good proper actions. So artificial intelligence can be used to forecast unemployment, another indicator which central banks look into, GDP, industrial production, retail sales, tourism activity, and business cycle. Because they are the supervisors. They are basically responsible for taking proactive corrective actions in between. Researchers have combined machine learning approaches with observational studies to enable public authorities and market participants to score policy choices and link them to indicators for sector performance, simulate the impact of policies under varying economic and political conditions, and detect the rate of change of market innovation by comparing trends of policy efficacy over time. So they have combined machine learning approaches into that. The use of market regulator for surveillance and fraud detection. Artificial intelligence and machine learning systems are also applied for market surveillance purposes to detect collusive behaviors, any manipulation in the securities market. COVID-19 driven remote working arrangements are driving authorities use technology to improve the effectiveness of remote supervision. AI and ML in micro-prudential supervision could improve assessment of risk, including credit and liquidity risk. Risk and trends could be assessed at the sectoral level too, improving the quality of micro-prudential supervision. So these are some of the uses by market regulator for surveillance and fraud detection. AI in market conduct supervision is used in the collection and analysis of structured and unstructured data, workflow automation, conduct risk profiling and early warnings, offsite surveillance, on-site inspection, complaint handling, and areas of interest for market conduct authorities. These are, again, I'm speaking about what market regulator supervision, how they are able to do it, and how AI and ML can help them out. Sample application of AI and supervision. Currently, supervision technology user cases are mainly concentrated in misconduct analysis, reporting, data management, and there are limited number of examples to give. Banka Deglata, exploring how loan default forecasting can benefit from the use of machine learning algorithms using data from different sources. The use of NLP to help process institutional environment like social governance disclosure to improve the understanding of the domestic green economy. Bank of Russia operating a system that allows for the analysis of retail loan portfolio using algorithms for processing large data errors. So challenges and risk of using AI and ML in super tech. Supervisory, the effectiveness of AI and ML driven supervision will depend upon data standardization, the quality, the completeness, which could be challenging for authorities and regulated institutions alike, particularly when leveraging non-traditional sources of data such as social media. So these are some of the challenges in front of authorities. Resource and skill gaps could most a challenge to the effective and safe adoption of AI and ML by supervisory authorities. It needs a lot of skilling. So the personnel pool could be expanded to include AI, ML specialized and data specialist. That's as it is a new thing. Deploying artificial intelligence machine learning system presents supervisors with risk, including those associated with privacy, cybersecurity, outcome explainability, and embedded biases. The use of artificial intelligence in central banking system. Two core functions of the central bank are monetary, you must have heard about monetary policies, about liquidity, about interest rates, and macro prudential policies and supervision. These are the main two functions of the central bank. In our case, it's Reserve Bank of India. So artificial intelligence and machine learning could help improve their functioning. They need data to get an inference. So AI and ML can help them. Improve the understanding of economic financial developments across the world, across India. support better turned monetary and macro prudential policies and improve central bank's operation. So AI can help central bank because they are more, they are more like macro level, something more, some more data points are available for them, and they take a decision which will impact the entire country. So this will strengthen the systematic risk monitoring and potentially help building systematic risk and spread crisis response. AI and ML could increase efficiency and better internal control, including monetary internal operations. However, use of artificial intelligence machine learning process for policy making should remain subject to a good judgment. Sample application of AI in central banking, strengthening Nowcasting refers to the practice of using recently published data to update key economic indicators that are now published with a significant lag. As against forecasting, which predict the future, nowcasting predict the present, that it estimate the current or the near-term state using real-time data and predictive analysis. Assessing market segment sentiment, monitoring uncertainty, improving internal processes and conversational method. These are some of the applications of AI in central banking. Now, use of AI in microfinancial analysis. From a microfinancial point of view, the application of AI and ML to financial services may have an important impact on financial markets, financial institutions, and of course, on consumers also. So AI, artificial intelligence and machine learning have the potential to strengthen the function of financial system in the following way. These tools may help markets to understand the relationship between formulation of market prices and various factors such as sentiment analysis. Artificial intelligence and machine learning may lower market participant trading costs and enable them to adjust their trading and investment strategies swiftly, thus improving price discovery, better price discovery, and reducing the overall transaction cost. Nonetheless, if many market participants come to use similar artificial intelligence and machine learning programs in areas such as credit scoring or financial market activities, the consequent correlated risk may entail financial stability risk. Artificial intelligence and microfinancial analysis, possible effects of FIs, enhance the efficiency and profitability of financial institutions while reducing their cost and risk through various channels and aid the buildup of buffers and ultimately benefit system-wide stability. AI and ML may enhance machine-based processing of various operations in financial institutions, thus increasing revenue and reducing costs. Artificial intelligence and machine learning can be used for risk management through earlier and more accurate estimation of risk. They can be used for anticipating and detecting fraud, suspicious transactions, default, and the risk of cyber attacks, which could result in better risk management. So further, in AI and microfinancial analysis, possible effects on FIs. However, AI and ML based tools might also miss new types of risk and event because they could provide potentially overstrain past event. Open source character of artificial intelligence research may encourage collaboration between financial institutions and other industries such as e-commerce. So AI and ML tools hold potential to improve risk management. However, they remain untested at addressing risk under shifting financial conditions. They sort of kind of, and we have discussed about black box nature, explainability a question mark of AI algorithm may make it difficult for human users at financial institution and for regulators to grasp how decisions have been formulated. Kind of a little bit more opaque. However, the communication mechanism used by such tools may be incomprehensible to humans, thus posing monitoring challenges for the human operation for such solutions. You have a lack of clarity around responsibility. Could more widespread use of artificial intelligence and machine learning included by non-traditional market players impact the nature of supervision? Furthermore, there are open questions about identifying potential collision among trading applications that can rely on deep learning. So the lack of transparency around applications may be problematic for both institution and regulator. It has to be transparent when it may not be possible to understand how undesired events occurred and what steps may be needed to take prevent recurrence. Any uncertainty in the governance structure in use of AI and machine learning might increase the risk to financial institutions. So if investor make their investment decision without fully understanding the application and his or possible losses in tail events, the aggregate risk could be underestimated. So in addition, any uncertainty in governance structure could substantially increase the cost for allocating losses, including possible cost of litigation. Hence, the need for well-designed governance and auditability is required. Third-party dependency. For instance, if a major provider of artificial intelligence and machine tools were to become insolvent or suffer an operational risk event, this could lead to operational dispersion at a large number of financial institutions at the same time. This risk may become more important in the future if artificial intelligence are used for mission-critical application of financial institutions. So AI in microfinance analysis, possible effects of consumer and investor. Consumer and investor could enjoy lower fees and borrowing cost. Consumer and investor could have wider access to financial services. AI and machine learning through advanced credit scoring for fintech lending might make wider sources of funds available to consumers and SMEs. So AI and ML could facilitate more customized and personalized financial services through big data analytics. Use of consumer data may entail issues of data privacy and security. Issues regarding protection of customer characteristics obtained through analysis of public data while protecting customer anonymity and facilitating the safe and efficient use of big data for better services. So AI in macro financial analysis, possible effect on consumer. In addition, establishing a well-designed governance structure for financial services providing using AI and ML could be important for consumer and investor protection purpose. Avoiding discrimination in credit scoring, credit provision, and insurance is also an important topic. So artificial intelligence in microfinance, these are the possible effects. And further, it will enhance the efficiency of financial services, facilitating collaboration and realizing new economics of scale. An economy of scale means the production of one good reduces the cost of producing another related good. Economies of scope occur when producing a wide variety of goods and services in tandem is more cost effective than producing a less of a variety or producing each good or service separately. So this will stimulate investments in AI and machine learning related areas. These are number of potential effects of AI and ML in microfinancial analysis on the systematic importance of market participants, the degree of concentration, and market vulnerabilities. So we have talked in detail about microfinancial analysis and macrofinancial analysis. This will also enhance the efficiency of financial services, simulate investment in artificial and machine learning related areas. So these are the risks associated with use of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Embedded bias, black box, we have discussed so many times. Question of explainability and complexity, cyber security, data privacy, and robustness. These are the risks associated with use of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Impact of using artificial intelligence and machine learning on financial stability. So AI and ML service provider could become systematically, they are important for the system, important participant in financial market infrastructure due to high specialization of AI and ML systems and network effects, which would increase the financial system vulnerability to single points of failure. Concentration of third-party artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithm provide could drive greater homogeneity in risk assessment and credit decision in the financial sector, which coupled with rising interconnectedness could create the condition for buildup of systematic risk. So the likely concentration of data and governing use of alternative data in artificial intelligence and machine learning could result in the respectability and the risk of uniformity and out of the sample risk that eventually can lead to systematic risk. So widespread use of AI and ML could potentially increase pro-cyclicity of financial condition. For instance, credit underwriting, risk management process are inherently pro-cyclic. It happens in cycle, reacting to financial condition in ways that reinforce and amplify these changes. That is, falling default rates lead to more lending, which can further lower default rates. AI and ML may automate and accelerate the pro-cyclicity and potentially obscure it due to explainability issues. So in the case of tail risk event, an inaccurate risk assessment and reaction by machine learning algorithms could quickly amplify and spread the shock throughout the financial system and complicate or even undermine the effectiveness of policy response. So these are challenges in interpretation, sustainability of analytical power, and prediction of model raise the concern that economic policies or market strategies based on these models will be challenging to interpret or predict by the relevant counterparties, creating additional asymmetric information in the market with an uncertain impact on financial stability. So regulatory gaps could adversely impact financial stability if technological advances outpace existing regulations. Such advances are more often led by providers who may fall outside existing regulatory parameters. So thank you very much for attending this session on financial sector. Thank you very much.